fear. You know, the great thing about fear, it's just not real. That's the greatest thing about fear. It's just a boogeyman, never in a closet. I know that when you're experiencing fear, it might feel real. It might feel real at that moment. Every salesperson experiences fear, but it's actually not existent in the physical universe. It's not there. When you really look at it, this unseen intangible factor called fear does not motivate most people, but it should. It should actually push you. It should motivate you. It should drive you. I'm going to actually have you shift this and say, oh man, if I'm scared, I'm doing new things. I'm going to see new clients. I'm in new territory, new waters. You know, a boat sits in the harbor. I mean, it might look good in the harbor, but it wasn't built to stay in that harbor. Sooner or later, it's got to go out to deep water. Fear can immobilize and does immobilize millions of people every day from taking the actions they need to take. Pretty powerful stuff, fear is, and it's not even real. With sales, fear will kill. If it immobilizes you, will kill your ability to keep your pipeline full. It'll kill your ability to ask for the sale. It'll kill your ability to go out and meet people. There's nothing like an unshakable winning flurry of action to absolutely extinguish this monster called fear. I know nothing better than will get rid of fear than me staying extremely busy and a great sense of humor. I use fear every day as my inspiration, as an indicator of the things that I need to start doing that I have to confront. Catch my phrase. I use fear. I use it. It's not the other way around. It's not using me. Fear, although not a real thing, doesn't seem to be a real thing. I've never been able to eat it, drink it, quantify it. My success is that I use it to move. I use fear to move. Oh, I'm scared to call this guy. Then call him. I'm scared to call this girl. Oh, that's the one to call. I'm scared I can't make a TV show. Then that's the thing I have to do. I'm scared to go into real estate. Oh, then I must do it. See, the things you're scared to do, you need to go get in the neighborhood, get in the zip code of fear. A man once told me, man, I'm not scared of anything. I said, dude, you need to be. Because if you're not scared of anything, you're doing the same things over and over and over again. And that is not success. That's the same thing. That's this level. My success is that I use fear to move forward. In fact, to move toward exactly the thing I am most afraid of. This is an exercise that you can do. Ask yourself, hey, what am I scared of? Can I face these fears? The more you practice moving in the direction of that which you fear, the more that will become a habit. Like a green light means go. Fear should mean go until it becomes a second nature to move to the fear. That's where your growth's at. Oh man, I'm just not made up for sales. I'm scared. Okay. So my 4-year-old's scared. Okay. She believes in witches. My baby, you got a witch back there, huh? Wow. That's a trip, dog. What's the witch look like? And she's doing this to scare herself, right? I don't know why she's doing it. I know this. She better move toward her fear. She better go over there and squash the witch, or she's not going to get what she wants in her life. And even if somebody gives her everything she wanted, she'll end up losing it because she's scared. You could even start your day by asking, who do I fear calling today? What do I fear doing the most today? And then do it. The answer should give you the direction. What you're scared of, what you're most scared of, what you don't want to do is typically the thing you most need to do. Sounds simple, but it's hard. Taking action on those things you fear is how you build courage. Courage is an exercise in action. It's not a trait. It's not a characteristic. Oh, he's really a courageous person. Dude, that's an action. That's not a trait. It's not a characteristic. It's not a personality type. People aren't courageous. People are and operate with courage. They do scary things. Everyone has the ability to be courageous. Everyone, even a scared person, everyone has the ability to be courageous. But you have to take action. Do this and you will get to a point where you start looking around for more and more things to do that you fear. Because, hey, look, doing them is actually a lot of fun. And there's payoff in both the confidence and the success. It doesn't really matter how scared I am of it. Oh, man, I'm scared to get a new phone, man. If I get a new phone, I might have to learn a bunch of stuff, you know. I mean, fear can come in little tiny amounts or it could be big, big, ferocious amounts. You know, when I turned 45, I was 45 years old, actually. My wife, who was my fiance at the time, actually, I'd finally, after 13 months, got her to go out with me. And then, yeah, she slept with me, yeah. And then I'm talking, I said, how about us hooking it up? You know, we spend the rest of our life together. And I convinced her to marry me. She thought it'd be a surprise by taking me skydiving on my 45th birthday. She's like, okay, I'm picking you up today. a year before that, she wouldn't even go out with me. Now she's taking, you know, she's spending thousands of dollars to take me skydiving, but she won't tell me she's going to take me out on this trip. And she had already at that time jumped three times, and she thought this was a big deal. She jumped three different times in her life, and she's trying to scare me. She's so excited because she is certain that I'm going to freak. Okay. She's waiting for me to freak out in the plane. We're putting on the uniform. I'm not freaking out. We get there. I don't freak out. I'm like, yeah, let's jump. I never jumped before. I don't know why. It just didn't scare me. We're in the plane. I didn't get scared. You know, I didn't know the first thing about jumping. She wanted me to be scared. She wanted to see me terrified. Was I scared? I mean, I guess I was scared, but it wasn't the thing I was most scared of. And I kept telling myself, you know what? Dude, you can get overwhelmed if you want, but if this chute don't open, I mean, we're up in the plane. We're up at 10,000, 12,000 feet. And I'm thinking, I tell myself, you want to get scared? You can get scared, but it's not going to open the chute. Chute's going to open or it's not going to open. Fear will not make this landing any softer. You're going to bounce, dog. You're going to bounce. You won't even know it. Was I scared? Sure. I had some level of fear, I'm sure. But getting overwhelmed won't open my chute. I just kept telling myself, you know, the hardest part of me jumping out of that plane was actually watching her jump. She jumped with a guy on her back. I'm like, damn, what's he doing on her back? But just kidding, maybe. The hardest part of that whole trip was watching her jump and realizing I couldn't help her. That's what scared me the most. Look, being scared is not going to open your chute, folks. Being scared is not going to make you successful. Being scared is going to keep you immobilized. Do the things you're scared of. Overcome them. Build confidence. Build courage. I remember, again, being on that plane. I looked over and saw my beautiful, confident fiance, my wife. Fiance. Is that what they're called? Fiance. My wife. Who was about to be my wife, by the side, looking at me. She's waiting for me to show this fear. She's so disappointed that I'm not scared, but I refused to give it to her. I gave her this look that I suggested. I ain't scared of nothing, even though I was a little scared, you know. She reached over to see if my heart was pounding. She's like, let me feel your heart. She was so disappointed that I wasn't freaked out. And again, she didn't know it, but when I really got freaked was when she jumped and I couldn't help her. I really got it, man, how important it is when I was watching her jump that it is for people to overcome their fear, to know, hey, man, everything's going to be all right at the end of the day, but I got to go for it. Now, rather than you getting up in a plane and jumping out of a plane, you don't have to do that. You know, I see people go do these zip contests and they go do all these things that, man, just call somebody. Call somebody you're scared of. Get in front of a customer. I refuse in my life to be paralyzed by fear. I was telling the guy in my office this morning, dude, I got this much time left in my life. I refuse to not be who I am and not do what I want to do and not go for it. I refuse to. I refuse to be a slave. I refuse to be a slave of fear. I refuse to be immobilized. I refuse to let fear master me. These are some great affirmations. I refuse instead to be immobilized, but instead I'm going to use fear to take action. I'm going to roll out of the plane. I'm going to jump. I'm going to call the customer. I'm going to go meet that person. It was the decision I made to say, hey, I'm going to use fear in my life that's allowed me to start operating with more courage in my life. I'm not any different than you. Not to mention the fact that my girl jumped. Hey, man, what am I going to do now? I can't like stay in the plane. I got to jump, right? So now you got to. Sometimes when you take time out of it, do it. You don't have a chance. You don't have a choice. And that's a great possibility with fear. Take time out. Fear won't get as big. Fear in your sales career and in your life should be an indicator and a motivator of what you need to do and must do, and just do it as quickly as possible. Overcoming the fear is just an exercise in doing the things that will allow you to increase confidence in yourself and take your career to the next level. Handling fear is merely a decision. Like, you got to decide, dude, I'm going to be the master of fear. So start building up this habit of identifying what you fear doing, who you fear calling, and attacking those areas. Make those first little actions. I assure you, you will quickly build confidence that is so critical for your sales business, your sales profession, for your personal confidence in yourself. Like constantly working out of the gym. Look, it's hard to go to the gym the first two or three or four nights. It gets easier and easier as you go, and you'll finally feel yourself building muscle, looking different, being different, acting different. The same thing with fear. Bust fear. Be the master, not the slave.